Welcome to the Cherryleaf podcast. In this episode, we'll ask, can we get customers to answer their own support questions? For this podcast, we've limited ourselves to 15 minutes, so we'll be providing an overview of this topic. If you've got comments or questions, you can contact us by email, info@cherryleaf.com. And if you'd like to see the show notes, you'll find those at cherryleaf.podbeam.com. And Podbeam is spelt P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Cherryleaf is a technical writing services and training company. For information on how we help organisations encourage users to answer their own support questions, visit our website, cherryleaf.com. Part 1. Why would we want to do this? The main reason why organisations look at alternative ways to support users over and above providing a support desk and on-site support is that that service can be expensive. MetricNet has done some analysis of the typical cost per ticket for providing support. At what they call level 1 support, that is service desk support, the average cost per ticket they reported was $22. For level 2 support, $62. For level 3 support, dealing with networking and applications, it was $85. And for providing support in the field, going to the customer to sort out their problems, the average cost per ticket was $196. We'll provide a link to their report in the show notes for this episode. And while providing support can be an important service that you offer in a growth stage of an organisation, it can be hard to provide that support at scale. Part 2. How can we get customers to answer their own support questions? We can draw on behaviour design to identify how we can do this. And there are three basic rules that we can apply. The first thing is customers must be able to do it. We must enable users so they can answer their own questions. And we'll look at that in more detail. The second thing is the customer, the user, must want to do it. So it must be easier than alternative ways to get support. And the third thing is they must be prompted to do it. We must encourage them to answer their own questions. There is an urban myth, as it were, for how people get support within an organisation. When somebody gets stuck using their computer, they don't know what to do, then generally their first starting point in getting that support will be to what's called the 50-foot guru. That's somebody within 50 feet of a user who knows more than they do. They are seen as the expert. And they are asked, often by shouting across the room, how do I do this? If that 50-foot guru doesn't know the answer, then the next level is often what's called the 200-foot guru. This is when the user has to get up from their desk and walk to the person that the 50-foot guru goes to for their answers. If the 200-foot guru doesn't know the answer, then the user will phone the support line. And if the support line doesn't know the answer, then they might read the manual. So to get customers to answer their own support questions, we need to make it easier for them to find the answers than asking the 50-foot guru, asking the 200-foot guru, or asking support. The line of least resistance, the easiest method, needs to be through other means. And that involves giving users what they need when they need it. So the information needs to be easier. It needs to be available to them. It needs to be accurate. It needs to be appropriate. It needs to be connected to what they're doing. And potentially it needs to be intelligent. It needs to adapt and provide the information based on the context of what they're doing at that moment in time. And what do we mean by support? Often the types of calls that come through to a support line can be described as it's broken. The software is not enabling the person to do what they want. Or can I do this? The user wants to try something out, do something different, and is uncertain if the product, the software, can actually do what they want it to do. Part 3. How can we give customers the mechanisms by which they can answer their own support questions? One of the most common ways in which customers get their support questions answered by themselves is through user forums. And sites like Stack Overflow are hugely popular, particularly within the developer community, for asking and answering questions. As a consequence of that, this means that often users are writing their questions and their answers in a different place to the one that the organization has set up. And one of the challenges you may have is, can you bring that content or integrate that content from the forums into your own knowledge base, into your own online help and user documentation? Another consideration with forums is the style is very much like a spoken conversation. And that can lead to the same questions appearing more than once and somebody having to answer or write the answer to that question more than once. And that relies often on the goodwill of the community to keep answering the same questions. So again, we need to look at how can we convert those conversations into succinct written text that can be reused and applied in more than one place. One of the great promises for the future is chatbots and intelligent agents, things like Siri or Alexa, where somebody can ask a question and then the computer or a voice, an intelligent agent, will provide the answer to their question. One of the challenges in providing that type of support is that the tool, the intelligent agent, needs to be contextually aware. If it's not, there's a danger you could end up with the equivalent of Microsoft Clippy, that it asks a question, it looks like you're writing a letter at the wrong time and unappreciating what the person is actually doing. This means for chatbots and intelligent agents to work properly, they need to be aware of the context in which the user is using the product, what product they have. For example, if it's a tablet, is it the 2015 version of the tablet? Is it the 2017 version of the tablet? Is it the 7-inch version? Is it the 8-inch version? How has it been configured? Is it the standard configuration or has it been customized in any way? And to do that, to have content that provides the answers specific to each person's particular situation, what that means is that in the text that you write, the answers that you write to that questions, you need to embed information about when and where this information is relevant, that it needs to have metadata or conditional text to say this answer is appropriate to a user of the 2017 version, but it's not appropriate for the user of the 2015 version. But what about online help? Can we make it easier, encourage users to read the help more? One thing we can do is make our help accessible via the search engines. So if somebody goes to the search engine, writes a question, that the page that they get back as an option to read within the search results is the answer from the help text that you have written. Another thing we can do is embed the help within the software application itself and potentially preempt problems, give people advice as they're using stuff. And this is what happens in Facebook, although often it's not called help. And there is a trend within some software companies to what is called design-led user documentation. Companies like IBM and Citrix, where the user assistance is part of the product design, with the goal of providing the right information at the right format at the right time. So the answers are there to fix problems when people are actually using or doing the activity itself. To do this, you need to identify the types of people that are using your software, the personas, identify the journey they're going on and the situations when they might need information, What do they need to know? What questions are they asking when they are using your application? What are they doing with the product when and where they might get stuck? And we can provide screencasts. We can walk people through a task so they can visualize, they can see how it's done through an animated walkthrough of the screens, or also a video, a full motion video of a person actually completing a task. One of the attractions of this is that the user can not lose face. They can see how it's done without making mistakes, feeling embarrassed. So can we get customers to answer their own support questions? We can, and there's good reasons for doing that, because the cost of support is expensive. We can make it easier for people to get the information that already exists. We can enable them to do it. We can encourage them to go and read the help. And we can instigate it, prompt them to do it. But for this to work successfully, the right information needs to be available at the right time and in the right format. And this involves focusing on the user, on their user journey, and designing the support into the product from the beginning.